In section 7 of book 3, chapter 20, Calvin continues with the second rule of right praying, in which he basically answers the objection, but I don't always feel that I need to pray. What do I do about that? Calvin says, well, that's true. There are seasons in which God screams at us, you need to be seeking me. You need to be praying. He quotes at the beginning of section 7 from James 5. He says, and to our benefit, James gives us this distinction. Is any one among you sad? Let him pray. Is any cheerful? Let him sing. Therefore, common sense itself dictates that because we are too lazy, God pricks us the more sharply as occasion demands to pray earnestly. Now, this is no small kind of wake-up call to us. There are times, obviously, in history in which God's people have been more than usually prompted to pray. You may be feeling that right now. Don't despise that. Your Heavenly Father is calling you. Pray. Seek my face. Repent of your sins. Plead my promises. Trust my care. Cast your cares upon me so that when I show you that I care for you, you may then praise me and enjoy greater communion with me. At the same time, he says in the next paragraph, but we still must pray at all times. Ephesians 6:18 and 1 Thessalonians 5:17. This is the comment that I referred to in the previous lesson where Calvin says in the second paragraph of section 7, a certain man has abundant wine and grain. Since he cannot enjoy a single morsel of bread apart from God's continuing favor, his wine cellars and granaries will not hinder him from praying for his daily bread. Now let that sink in for just a minute. If we had no bread, if you had nothing in your pantry, I dare say you would be praying, Lord, give me my daily bread. Well, Calvin says, if you have enough pantry filled with food for months, years, you are no less dependent. Now, granted, we don't feel that as we should, but it's important to recognize this truth, that whether I have a lot or a little, our dependence upon God is the great equalizer among Christians, that unless he blesses my food, unless he blesses my body with the food, unless he gives me strength through the food, then it will not do me any good. So I'm equally dependent upon him. Calvin says, continue to read here. He says, now if we should consider how many dangers at every moment threaten us, fear itself will teach us that we at no single time may leave off praying, praying without ceasing, staying in the spirit and mindset, even while we work. You may have had an incredibly busy morning. You may have had 4, 5, 6, 12 hours straight where you hardly had a second to yourself. But you think occasionally, Lord, I need your strength. Lord, I need your strength. Stop for 30 seconds. Lord, I need your strength. Help me. Give me wisdom. Give me the right frame of mind to serve you with my work. He says in the next paragraph, still we can better recognize this fact in spiritual matters. Now, this is beautiful. Much of the Institutes is very much devotional, and this is an example of this. For when should the many sins of which we are conscious allow us nonchalantly to stop praying as suppliants for pardon of our guilt and penalty? When do temptations yield us a truce from hastening after help? Moreover, zeal for the kingdom of God and his glory ought so to lay hold on us, not intermittently, but constantly, that the same opportunity may ever remain ours. Calvin says, we have need at all times. Temptations, the glory of God, let's grow in love for him and in zeal for him, and we'll find our prayer growing more constantly as well. In the rest of this paragraph, he argues that, as he says in the middle, lawful prayer, therefore, demands repentance. Because we need to seek him with our whole heart. And in doing so, we recognize, I'm sinful. My hands are full of blood. Isaiah 1:15. Jeremiah 11:7. We have not listened to God and obeyed him as we should. Isaiah 29:13. Sometimes we draw near to God with our lips, but our heart is far from him. And why is this prayer for forgiveness and confession of our sins through Jesus Christ so important? Well, remember what he says in 1 John 3:22. We receive from him whatever we ask because we keep his commandments. Calvin adds, while a bad conscience closes the door to us. From this it follows that only sincere worshipers of God pray aright and are heard. Let each one, therefore, as he prepares to pray, be displeased with his own evil deeds, and something that cannot happen without repentance, let him take the person and disposition of a beggar. Now, I would only add that in addition to being having the disposition of a beggar through repentance and looking to the Lord Jesus, we also claim the right of sons and daughters. Because if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.